And the position of Mr. Mafe is the following. He is of the view, Your Worship, and he asked us to communicate this directly, that after today, he should no longer be in the custody of the state. And he should no longer be in the custody of the police. And all the things that have happened to him in the last few days, which I don't want to go into, some of them will feature later in the trial itself, should no longer continue. I must just say, Your Worship, that he gave us a long account. My Leonard Jr. and my attorney will testify to that. But I would not be able to articulate the full extent of what he says. But one thing that he wants this court and everyone to know, he says that if his bail application does not proceed and he is not released from custody, as from this moment, he will embark on a hunger strike. And he says that that will be to whatever consequences, but he will do that. But I want to make it clear that he says that he's not doing that in order to place any particular pressure on the state, but he wants to, his reason, he articulated, I had to scribble it down so that I don't misrepresent it. He says he does not understand why the government, which was not able to feed him when he was poor outside and fending for himself, now is so keen to feed him for a further period of time. And he is very aggrieved by this, and he all the strange attributes of what has happened in the last few days, which I've already outlined to the court, points to him that he is being victimized and targeted, particularly because he is poor. And therefore, he is not prepared to take any food offered by the government under such conditions. He said a lot of things, but I just thought that I should put that matter in its proper context. But he also said that I should communicate to Your Worship that there is nothing wrong with him. So none of what has been said here can justify the further abuse of his liberty by not granting him bail. And therefore, as he says, he's not prepared to trade his liberty for food.